for these folks up the Escambia River, and for 2 years they have made the effort to establish their new agriculture here. But sadly, none of these crops grew well in our sandy soil. Thus, the Huguenots now will join others from France in a settlement being called Abbeville in Carolina. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well and excited. And Shannon Ogletree is here as well.
Good morning.
Small business development. Of course, Sarah always sends us some goodies every other Wednesday when it comes to an update with Santa Rosa County. And what better way to get an update than with Marcus McBride with Career Source Escarosa. And so, Marcus, I haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to be here.
I'm excited. We're going to have some fun. So, I know for you, Erica, you always have a lot of talking points that we want to get through in our short time together. So let's go ahead and get started with some updates when it comes to small business development.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm going to segue from small business development over to why we asked Marcus to come with us today. In economic development, whether you're talking about small businesses or large companies, what's most important is making sure that we have qualified workforce to match up with these high-paying jobs that we're trying to create here locally. So Marcus is the CEO for CareerSource Escarosa, and he has a lot of great programs that he oversees going on. So I just wanted to turn it over to him. And let him talk about some of the great things that he offers through CareerSource Escarosa.
Thank you, Erica. CareerSource Escarosa is the local workforce development board for Region 1. We serve Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, and we are geared to make sure that this region has the skill, talent that's needed for the workforce. And our programs help people prepare for training programs by going back to school to skill up and or help businesses find those employers through on-the-job training grants or other grant opportunities that are offered through the CareerSource Florida Network or through our partner DEO, Department of Economic Opportunity. There are so many great opportunities here for Pensacolians, those in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, in our area to return to work now if you're unemployed or if you're looking for work. But one of the things that Erica mentioned, the great struggle is to make sure that we have the talent for those pipelines that are available. So if you are interested in returning to the workforce, or if you know people that are looking to change careers right now, this is a prime opportunity. There are so many different benefits available for people to return to the training, platforms, school, technical, colleges, and assistance programs, as well as looking at our post-secondary and other higher ed opportunities. But there are so many things that I want to pinpoint here about Careers with Escarosa, so let me get back on track, because I got off just for a second there. But if you are out of work right now and you have not been to one of our career centers located in Pensacola, Milton, or Century, go there today. The team there is ready and excited to help you develop your resume, help you get the skills that you need to enter the workforce, and help you apply for one of the many opportunities that we have in our area.
You know, Marcus, I'd like to ask is, at the moment, do we have more employers looking for people, or is it more people looking for jobs?
Well, we have more employers that are looking for employees at the moment, based on the job market, but based on the data that I have. But also, we see that we're doing a lot better than we were a year ago, and we're doing a lot better than we were a month ago. So we see people are returning to the workforce. We see that employers are getting skilled talent into the workforce, And that's exactly what we want to see. It's not exactly where we'd like it to be today, but we're a lot better than we were a year ago and a month ago. So month over month, we see gains here in Florida, and Florida's doing really well. You know, and it's envious for a lot of other states and a lot of other communities because we see that we're here and we're open for business.
Yeah. Another question is, what, you know, for employees or individuals looking for jobs, what can they do to increase their marketability for companies, you know, to get hired or to better improve themselves? Any thoughts there?
I think some great misconceptions are the number of years of training and or the skills required for some employment opportunities. People have this idea that you have to have a four-year college degree, that you have to have spent 4 years in college, you've got to have this extensive experience. And there are a number of opportunities where you don't have to have a four-year college degree. We have a number of career and technical programs here in our area that will prepare you for the workforce for some great opportunities, because we see that our landscape here in the Northwest Florida region is growing for a number of things: aviation, manufacturing, healthcare, and a lot of those programs don't require that you have to have a four-year degree to be successful in those occupations.
Yeah, and I was just say, this is Shannon. We actually just had a groundbreaking last week for Pensacola State College. So
I was actually just going to mention, you know, I think Marcus has been with CareerSource, I think, about 2 years now, if that's correct. So I just wanted to point out that, you know, you came on board right at the start of the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken. And so I think that you've really had some interesting experiences really steering the ship through this time. But, I think the great things about your organization and about you is that you are the person who deals with the community colleges, with the high schools, with the businesses looking for employees, with the employees themselves, with the programs that are available to assist the employees. And so I think it's amazing to have that person who really sees it all and understands how everything fits together. Absolutely. We just had a groundbreaking with Pensacola State College for a new truck driver training school in Santa Rosa County. Do you have any thoughts on that, or any thoughts on these specific workforce programs that are looking to meet the needs? Right now we have a nationwide shortage of truck drivers. I guess also Shannon's trying to put the word out there to anyone who's interested potentially in a pretty lucrative career choice. Truck driver training, reach out to Marcus, reach out to Pensacola State College, and something to look into.
Right. And I also saw one of the great marketing strategies from Pensacola State College, a great new 18-wheeler that was donated, I think, by the Bear Company. It was great to see that advertising say, if you're interested in learning to become a truck driver, come see us. And there are so many opportunities for transportation here. I've talked with the school districts here. I've talked with manufacturers. I've talked to just about every person here who has an import-export deal here, and they're saying, we need drivers. And I'm sure if you've been to some of your favorite restaurants at some point, you've seen the shortage in some of the delivery items that are not there or not on the menu here over the past 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, and in fact, we are actually working with four to five distribution companies looking at locating at or within Santa Rosa County. So those is just going to be a higher demand, you know, for those type of drivers. But I was also reading an article just a night or two ago, and it was saying that, you know, with the port buildup in L.A. and Long Beach, that this Christmas season is going to be a tough Christmas season because we don't have enough drivers getting the merchandise from California, from those ports, over here to the East Coast. So, having partners like Pensacola State College and a really good, I want to shout out to Dr. Meadows and Dr. Duma with Pensacola State College. They did a great job of putting this program together. We're partners with them and, continue this partnership with other industries. But, working with those guys and providing, the truck driver training school and other things that we're looking at is hoping fulfill your needs.
Right.
And also, let's not forget to shout out to Mike Listow with Pensacola State College as well. He's actually their workforce guy. Don't want to leave him off.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. We get an update every other Wednesday with Santa Rosa County. And today we have Erica Grancognolo and Shannon Ogletree, and of course, Marcus McBride from CareerSource Escarosa joining us. Of course, we are discussing economic development. And I love what you mentioned before, Marcus. We've talked about this where people are not just not looking for jobs. Sometimes they just don't want to go back to what they were working in before and they're looking for a different avenue. And Career Source Escarosa helps with that as well. And I think that's a huge win with Pensacola State College. Yes, there is a huge shortage of truck drivers. People are, you know, they wanting to spend more time with their family. They're trying, and but that's a great opportunity. And I've actually looked at a few, not like I'm going to go drive a truck anytime soon. That would definitely be interesting. But they are starting to have more incentives when it comes to onboarding people. So there's tons of opportunities. We're going to talk a little bit more. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got more for you coming up on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
There's just something special about Pensacola in the fall. Crisp blue skies, white sandy beaches, coastal breezes, and cool evening strolls through the historic downtown. But it's also the arts, cultural events, delicious cuisine, downtown markets, historical attractions, the Arts and Crafts Festival, refreshing drinks, swaying to live music, and so many new experiences to enjoy. How will you foo? Foo Foo in the fall at Pensacola, Florida, November 4th through the 15th. Plan your getaway at foofoofest.com.
Join Running Wild today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why they're the running and fitness experts in Pensacola and Fairhope, specializing in fitting you to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for your unique needs. Running Wild prides themselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard. Aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, I'm Jenna Barr, talking some economic development in the house today. Let's keep moving. I know Shannon Ogletree and Erica Grancagnolo are here with economic development in Santa Rosa County, alongside Marcus McBride, the CEO of Career Source Escarosa. Shannon, I know you brought something up before, and we were talking about truck driving, and I want to hop back on that before we move forward real quick.
Yeah, sure. I think what we were discussing during the break was, you know, most people think of long hauling, you know, from New York to California, overnight trips and everything else. But, you know, companies are starting realizing that individuals don't want to be away from their family for, you know, nights at ends or every night. So a lot of short haulers are, you know, taking place. A lot of DCs that we're seeing are the DCs or that is just in and out that very same night. So individuals that want to be home with their family at night has that opportunity.
Okay, very good. I wanted to recover that just because, you know, some people like, I don't want to go. And there are still those jobs. I know I have a friend who drives from Tallahassee out to Wyoming. People love it. But yes, you also, we have local jobs here too that you don't have to go as far.
Yeah, and it's one of those trends that's just been exacerbated with the pandemic that, you know, folks have been ordering more stuff online rather than going out and shopping. So that's why we're seeing more of these distribution centers. And that's what a DC is for anyone who might not know. distribution centers popping up and these online retailers really, you know, really reevaluating their supply chain. And, you know, that's just the wave of the future. It was exacerbated by the pandemic, and so hence the need for more of those short haul truck drivers.
Yeah, and I think we're all spoiled now for that next day delivery, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just now it's becoming that within an hour delivery, right? I mean, DoorDash and everything else we have out there, everybody's driving nowadays. So if I can order it that morning, get it that afternoon, I'm even happier, right? So,
I know.
More drivers are necessary.
Soon they're just going to be floating above our head and just dropping our stuff on our house.
With the drones. Hey, yes. I'm okay with that. So.
Hey, if I don't have to leave my house to get toothpaste, I'm a happy camper.
Agreed.
No. I don't want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator anytime soon.
That would be amazing, though. All right. What else do we have? About 10 minutes or so left here. So what else do we want to cover? I know, Marcus, you have a couple of more things. Erica, you as well.
Sure. Well, I have a question for Marcus. Marcus, if there are any small business owners who are looking for employees, should they reach out to you? And what if they're looking for, you know, a specific skill set? What should they do?
Absolutely. If you're a small business or a large business and you need employees, please do reach out to the Career Source Escarosa Network, because we have a job board that posts your jobs online for no cost to the business, and we have a team of business service representatives who are going to be actively engaged in helping you recruit and find the talent that you need. And the small business network is such an important piece of our economy here, and as we see things affect all businesses equally, we know that we need to be extra concerned about the small business owner right now to make sure they have the skills and talent they need on the workforce, and to really figure out how can we keep them pumped with the talent they need to be successful, and also as well the resources. So if you are a small business owner and you need some guidance about pay right now, about resources, benefits, attracting employees, and or about training employees from the Career Source Escarosa Network, please do reach out and let us know how we can help you.
And I would also like to add, I mean, you know, since from Escambia over to Walton County, we have the highest concentration of military retirees in the nation for this area, with over 34,000. Marcus, what kind of programs or what kind of benefits out there for retired militaries?
Thank you for asking that, Shannon, and definitely don't want to forget to mention that important population, because that is one of the gems to our Emerald Coast here, of having that number of retired veterans here and people that are exiting the military. We have a military family employment program. If you are military personnel and have family members who are transitioning here with you, we offer opportunities to help them find employment, to place them in employment in the area. We also help those military personnel who's transitioning out of the military. There's a number of different programs. One in particular that we are really really excited about participating in, the Skill Bridge program, to be able to help attract people from all over the nation, from mainly based here to our area, to look for employment and help those people that are transitioning out of the military. But the Disabled Veteran Outreach Program is another veteran program that we have. And sometimes when we run into veterans that have other barriers related to their service to the country, we want to make sure that we're able to serve them as well. So make sure that you rely on Career Source Escarosa as a veteran to help you with your employment needs.
And it's great to hear that you offer services for military spouses. As a military spouse myself, I know that was always overwhelming, moving to a new place and not knowing where to start. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, we appreciate the service of military spouses as well.
Any programs or any job fairs coming up over the next couple weeks?
On October 27th, we do have a job fair. We're going to be doing a specific recruiting event for the Paul Company, and they're looking for maintenance techs and production operators. So if you are looking for employment, know others who are looking for employment, please do send them our way. That's we'll be having the hiring event on our Pensacola Career Center. That's 6913 North 9th Avenue. Give us a call. Look on our website, careersourceescarosa.com, for more details. But we do have that hiring event on October 27th. Starting at 9, ending at 12.
Very good. Is that open for everyone, or do you have to pre-register?
It's open for anyone. all services, while it gives us an advantage if people have an appointment or call and schedule things, but if you are in the market for employment or in need of our help, walk on our doors. We're there to help you.
Okay, very good. We're going to take another quick break here as we wrap up with our economic development chat here, with, of course, with Marcus McBride from Career Source Escarosa. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Want to find a great steak for dinner? At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a selection of specialty and exotic meats, from choice to Wagyu, competition great briskets, pork, and all the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order, from fine wine to cheese and desserts. And Costello's has boar's head lunch sandwiches from 10 till 5 daily that are delicious. Stop in today for the best meats, top deli items, and that Italian family hospitality. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli on the west side of Pensacola.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
If there's one place you don't want to get rushed, it's when you're at the doctor. Quality time is the key to quality health care. With VIP care, it's not an in-and-out 15-minute once-over in the exam room. You get time with your doctor to get the best treatment. And VIP care is all about prevention, too. They want to help you get healthy and stay healthy. You really are a VIP.
Better health. It's about time.
VIP care.
In Pensacola on Davis Highway, Fine Forest Road, and Mobile Highway. In Milton on Caroline Street.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. We're wrapping up this morning with my friends from Santa Rosa County and Marcus McBride. I don't know why I keep like jumbling my words. Marcus, listen, I should do better. You dressed up for us today.
No, I think you put all your effort into my name, my last name, and you said it perfectly every time. So I think you get a pass.
You know, I practiced before you came in. Okay, Erica, I have to say. So Erica, Shannon, Marcus, I want to thank you today for joining me and for everything you do with just not just helping small businesses, helping the economy grow, but helping individuals, because that's what it's about. It's really not about the overall picture. It's about the individual, because that is what careers and the economy actually impact. And so thank you for your work and continuing to just help our communities thrive. Marcus, you as well. I know that you mentioned before, you do have an event coming up October 27th at the end of the month, a recruiting event. You said it's specific with maintenance techs?
Maintenance techs and production workers and maintenance techs for the Paul Company.
For the Paul Company. Excellent. And, of course, that's at the Pensacola location, 6913 North 9th Avenue. And can they go online to find more information about CareerSource?
They can. CareerSourceEscarosa.com has our information.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me today. I will have to have you back again because I feel like we just don't get to cover it all. And Shannon, you did an excellent job. You really just you took over the ship today.
Just directing traffic.
I love it so much. Erica, Shannon, Marcus, thank you so much. I will see you guys soon.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, stay tuned. I promised you this Wellness Wednesday, we have Paul from Running Wild joining us. So get ready to lace up and race me. I'm ready.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.